Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For more now on the release of the redacted Mueller report, we're joined this morning by Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch, member of the House Oversight and Reform Committee. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Good morning, Bob. Good to be with you.
I know you've said you want to call a congressional hearing to determine the extent which the Trump campaign was linked with Russia. The Mueller report, at least the redacted version, seemed pretty clear, finding that there was no coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia in 2016. Are you not satisfied with that finding?
Well, I think that we're asking questions for different purposes. Perhaps, and I'm not convinced of this, but perhaps they did not cross the line to, you know, conspiracy, but there are definitely numerous contacts between the Trump campaign and Russian agents. So the national security dimension of this is still quite serious. And so I think it's Congress's duty to make sure we explore all of that. And it may not amount to a crime in that respect, but there are a lot of questions that need to be answered.
So you're saying basically at this point it's a counterintelligence investigation?
That and then some. There are still these outstanding issues of national security clearance waivers that have been granted by the president and clearance grants that have been given to Jared Kushner. There are ongoing investigations regarding Kushner's discussions with the Saudis to transfer sensitive nuclear technology. So it all feeds into this narrative that the president and the White House is veering off course or, you know, not following just basic standard protocols or ignoring, in many cases, the advice of the most experienced counsel that he has around him.
Obstruction of justice. Attorney General Barr pretty much cleared the president of obstruction of justice, even though the Mueller report did not. After reviewing the report, do you think that Congress will come to a decisive conclusion regarding obstruction?
Hopefully. I do want to note, Bob, that there are two different standards that are being articulated by Attorney General Barr and by Bob Mueller, and it's nuanced a bit, but Barr believes, and it was in his memo, his 19-page memo, unsolicited, that the president is incapable of obstruction of justice unless there is an underlying crime, such as, he actually puts this in his memo, killing a witness or tampering with a witness or destroying physical evidence. Mueller, on the other hand, in his analysis, says that crime is not unnecessary, that the president could obstruct justice merely for the purpose of protecting his own reputation. In other words, he could, you know, induce people to lie. He could lie himself under oath. I believe that Mueller's interpretation is closer to the statutory construction. And so that's something that we will pursue within the Oversight Committee. And, you know, I realize there is the possibility that the public has grown tired of this. But the one thing I would say, Bob, is for people who feel that way, read the report. This is a highly readable report, and it puts the lie to this notion out there that President Trump is, you know, playing chess while the rest of the people are playing checkers. You know, it really describes the president as, you know, a boob and someone who, you know, he's a Mr. Magoo. He's been saved from his own actions by people who have refused to carry out or have countermanded his orders. He did some dastardly things here. He gave the order to fire Mueller, the special investigator. I mean, he repeatedly instructed people to lie to this investigation. So as American citizens, it's worth reading. Read that thing, especially people who are big supporters of Trump. Read that report.
Massachusetts Congressman Stephen Lynch, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition today.
Thank you, Bob.